some of the new guy at Underwood. What do you see in him?
Oh, Marbio, when I was in Green Bay, we drafted him in the fourth round. Did a great job on the special teams and was developing real well as a safety. And, you know, he got an ACL after having a real good preseason up there 2 years ago. And he's coming off an ACL. He's healthy now, and we're just going to take a look.
Jim, you know, you've been in the league, in other leagues for a long time. How unusual is it that two starting tackles midseason are gone now off a roster? Can you talk about Sam's departure?
Well, Sam's been a great player in this league for a number of years. This is his 14th year, and we just felt like that, you know, with the wear and tear on his body, and we're just going in another direction. We want to look at some young guys and maybe he can upgrade us and help us win these next 4 weeks. It's nothing against Sam. Sam gave it all he had, but just we felt like it was best to go another direction at this time.
What do you do there now without him? He's been starting all year. You like Kenny there?
Well, we'll move Kenny in. We'll keep the rotation going. We're going to look at a couple young guys and see how they fit in this week. And we're moving some guys around, but we'll keep our rotation going. And Kenny's played well the last couple of weeks. And we'll just keep the rotation going with Alvin and Marcus and see who will be the fourth tackle this week.
Was the decision pretty immediate, or was it just, did it collect over a few weeks?
Well, it was just the decision that the staff, we just made collectively that it was time to make it go in a different direction and take a look at a couple young guys that have been doing a real good job on the practice squad and see how it would work at the end of the season.
What do you think of the position right now as it stands?
Tackle? Well, we got a lot of young guys in. Got Alvin McKinley, of course, and he's fighting it every week as far as holding gaps. And we just look for improvement, continued improvement these last four games.
Looking back at the tape from Sunday, what disappointed you most?
Well, the biggest thing is we gave up some real loose yardage as far as in the running game. At times we stuffed the run real well, and at times we gave up too much loose yardage. And we got to clean that up. And then probably the red zone. I mean, we had the ball down there a lot of times, and we didn't make the stops and force field goal attempts like we had been doing. We'd been doing a pretty good job in the last few weeks in the red zone, and this week they get us 4 out of 5. They score touchdowns, and when they can do that and you can't play well in the red zone, it's hard to win.